Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I record right here in my vehicle. My drive back from work as a high school instructional coach just outside of Washington, D.C. A lot of time in the car means some good time for some brain dumping and some brainstorming. And so I use these podcasts about 11 minutes each week to just connect with teachers all over the planet and talk about things that we can do to change the game in our classrooms. Bite-sized ideas we can drop in each week. Nothing too fancy, nothing too big, but those little things can make a huge impact in our classrooms. So that's what we got. This week we're talking all about Voxer, and specifically about book groups and book studies on Voxer, which sounds super self-serving because my book came out this week and I'm so fired up about that. We'll get to that in a second. But first, some details and some housekeeping items. First and foremost, if you want to get a hold of me, these are designed as like the start of a conversation, not the end of it. I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. That's Meehan like my last name and EDU like teaching, because I love this stuff and I want to talk to people who love this stuff so we can get better at this stuff. Or you can join on the conversation online using the hashtag Edrenaline. That's Edrenaline, because I'm fired up about education and I want people to be fired up in their own classrooms to get those juices flowing, to get those ideas and those synapses firing, because I think that the enthusiasm can be really infectious. Or you can check out my website. It's adrenalinerush.com, which is also the name of the book, Adrenaline Rush, about game-changing engagement for students inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. And I think that if we bring our passions to our classrooms, if they can feel it, they'll jump through hoops of fire for us. And ways to do that in our classroom. The book is like an action-packed resource guide with all sorts of stuff I use in my classroom, and I would love to share with you and connect with you about ways to do it. So that leads us to this week's topic, which is Voxer. If you've never heard of Voxer, if you've never used Voxer, don't worry, I got you covered. And if you're a Voxer pro, well, stay tuned, because I hope to have stuff of value and worth for you. Voxer, if you've never used it before, is a free, it's a freemium model of an app you can download for any smartphone. And it allows you to turn your phone into an old-school walkie-talkie. I realize you're using a phone, so why would you need a walkie-talkie, right? But if this is your first time hearing this, I want to walk you through the values of the walkie-talkie model in 2019. So it's app-based. It's totally free for the most part. There is a paid upgrade feature you can buy, which isn't too terribly expensive, that gives you some premium features, the ability to unsend messages, to rename groups, to add and shift and shake and all that stuff. But the way that Voxer works is you have now your phone working as a walkie-talkie with anybody else in the world who has it. So effectively like Twitter or Facebook, only sharing a voice, if that makes sense. Because Voxer allows you to send voice memos, really short, really long, you really can do whatever you want with it. And those messages are recorded in a thread, or like a threaded conversation. So like you might use any other sort of back channel for like a group chat or something like that. But you're able to put in not just text message or video message, you're also able to include GIFs and videos and pictures, and voice, like push the record button and just talk, like I'm doing now. In fact, these podcasts, a bit of a backstory here. My friend Eric is a teacher, a trainer, a coach, and was for a longest time an administrator in the public school system just outside of Washington, D.C. So Eric was in a different school than me, but we're really good friends. I talk about it a lot in the book. I think that finding people as a tribe who can kind of rally you and push you to be stronger is super important. And so Eric and I in the mornings on our way into work would talk about each other's jobs. I would listen to his podcast or his vlog, or in this case, his Vox, for 10 minutes. And he would just dump about all the craziness about just running a school day to day, what that looks like. He was working as a VP at the time. And then I would likewise chime back in with 10 minutes of like reflection where he's saying his piece and I'm saying my piece. But we're going back and forth with these conversations as little Voxes. And the cool thing about that, much to the appreciation of my family and those who love me best, is that I was able to get a lot of that shop talk out of my system before I got into the building. And simply by talking it out, like in a clear way that someone else could follow my logic, hopefully I was able to give it to him in a way that he could then understand it and then decompress about it and send messages back. And why that matters is then by presenting it in a way that someone else could follow, it means that you kind of had to think about what you were saying and sort of do the rough draft version of that talking it through, so that when you get to your school, you've already done it through like once or twice or two or three different ways and looked at it. Likewise, it's just like a conversation. Here I am talking at it. And that inspired these podcasts, because it's the same thing, right? Pull up your phone and just start talking and share it with an audience. In this case, the authentic audience is a real live person inside of a back channel of communication, and then you can be able to connect with them really anytime you want, like if you're using Slack or any GChat, things, the group chats. But what's really cool about Voxer is it uses almost like a Netflix model of storage, in that when I send a message or when you send me a message, it's added to that threaded conversation. But all I have to do is go back at any time and hit the play button, and I could binge listen to the entire stretch of everything that you said at a clip. So if it's like, hey, good morning, here's what I'm thinking, blah, 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 and then you dump it. Much like Marco Polo, there's other apps that do the same sort of thing. You really could just do a brain dump right there into the app and leave it. Then whenever the next person gets to it, and that could be 5 minutes, 5 hours, or 5 days later, they're able to listen through it back and message you back and say, hey, so-and-so, I heard what you said about X, Y, Z, and I thought it was interesting because blah, 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 blah. Likewise, the Netflix-style model will let you binge listen to everything all at once, so you could have 4 or 5, 10, or 20 different messages that exist in the ether, and sometimes it's just so much easier to hear someone's voice, that passion, that enthusiasm. I hope you can hear it here in my voice. Like, yeah, there's some rough drafts in here, and I'm sort of doing some pivots and some half sentences, but I hope you can kind of sense that it's almost easier to hear a voice than it is to do lengthy text messages where you have to worry about punctuation and you have to worry about like whether your tone is conveyed the proper way. Sarcasm is really, really bad on text messages, and you have to kind of over-rely on emoji and things like that. So I can just do this, and I just talk, right? I started using it in my classroom then, immediately after Eric and I were using it as back channels for teacher communication. So I had my students set up a school account of Voxer, created with my admin, and I used my Voxer account to say, hey guys, if you have any questions about any essays or homeworks or projects, message me anytime. I'll keep office hours online using Voxer until about 9 o'clock every night. And they're quick, right? So a child says, hey, Mr. Meehan, I don't know how to do this essay. But rather than having to type an entire sentence or a paragraph about where their essay is, they can take a picture of their essay in progress or a screenshot of it and say, hey, Mr. Meehan, can you do this third paragraph? I don't think it makes sense. And here's why. It's so metacognitive, right? Because now they have to do the thinking about, what was I going to say about this thing? And specifically, where do I want to target that project for feedback? So I think my first paragraph was good, but I'm struggling with the second paragraph. And the reason is, as you see here, I underlined it in blue, blah, 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 blah. Whatever they send to you, you get as a video, and then you're able to get voice right there on top of it. Push that playback button and record them a message back and say, hey, Janie, I hear what you're saying. That third paragraph is good. Let's look at that second paragraph as a place where we can do some improvements. And the reason is, you see where you said blah, 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 blah. The challenge is when a child sees writing from a teacher, they see it and they presume some sort of negative intent, as if the teacher only picks up the pen to write things that are nasty about their writing or problematic about their writing. And in truth, as a person who's taught writing for the better part of a decade, like, it's kind of the temptation, because my messy handwriting is only good for so long. And if I'm going to be cramping up my hand, grading paper after paper and essay after essay, at a certain point, the human part of me just runs out of nice things to say. And so I just start honing in on those things that are errors or mistakes. And so the challenge for a child then is, will they take my feedback seriously? Because all they see is me like knocking them again and again and again. And so even if I have something nice to say, they don't realize that there's like a human behind that work who's just trying to point out the 2 or 3 or 5 things that are most of import. Because you have a stack of write 40 different essays or 100 different essays, and you only have so much time. So as teachers, when we start making those shortcuts or pointing out things that are just like the flagrant or most glaring of errors, kids start to feel demoralized, and the longer they read into the project, they almost think like we're out to get them, and every mark we're making with our pen is somehow hurting their grade. But what if you just have like a trend that's happening in your paper, and I'm like, hey, Billy, I marked this on page 1, and I just circled it, circle, 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 and then you give them a quick voice message like this. The stuff that I circled, Billy, is good. I really liked it. One thing I want to take a note of is when you're on page 2 here, for example, and then talk them through that. And that's really, really empowering for kids, because then even if they're not able to see you in class or meet with you in class, they get right there on the fly, quick feedback that's totally targeted and pinpointed to the work that they need to do. And so Voxer is an awesome way to get a bunch of people in a conversation, either one-on-one or in these larger group chats where you just all sign up together, and then everybody at all members of the group can go back and binge listen to those conversations at any time. Which leads us to, I guess, the upshot and the action item for this week's podcast is we're going to be setting up a Voxer chat for Adrenaline Rush. For people who have purchased the book, I'm so excited. Like, I'm over the moon when I go on Amazon and I have like an actual real live book that is available for real live humans to buy all over the planet. And so we're still finessing some of the last minute dates, but the general idea will be we'll take the book and divide it into three sections. The first part is devoted to theme parks. The second part is devoted to mud runs. And then the third part is devoted to escape rooms. And so the idea is we take those three sections of the book and make it three different chats that will happen on Voxer. And the way it'll work is we'll start with an introduction week where everyone who's in just sort of gets in and then maybe reads the intro chapter and why the book was being written, feed some ideas to each other. We take another week and then we come back and now we're all talking about the part one of the book, which is the first three chapters. And then we talk about ideas about the theme parks, questions we might have about that. And it's just like a dialogue, a conversation. Not that we're just trying to say great things about the book, but that we're asking questions. And I'll be right there with you to walk through the entire process for a full week. And you can check in at any time that works for you. You can go back and binge listen to what other folks had to say. And then that week after, we'll do the second part of the book. Talk about all the different mud runs and the ideas about performance-based metrics that come from there. And then that final week, we'll talk about escape rooms and ways that we can use that escape mentality in assessment design in our classrooms, which hopefully will leave you with energy and enthusiasm over the course of four full weeks of summer. We'll wait 1 week before the book is out so people actually have a chance to get it in their hands, and we'll make that all happen. So I have a sign-up form on my website, and I would love for you to join in the book chat. The more people who take part in it, we'll just add you to the thread, and we'll be chatting all summer long about this book. Hopefully it's a great way to get some ideas fired up for you, and if you've never used Voxer before, it's a great way to get a handle on a brand new technology for you that can really help you change the game, with no cost involved and just a little bit of opportunity that you drop in and you pop in as you need to, because there's people all over the planet who are digging into this pedagogy, and I'm so fired up to see what smart people and like strong people are going to do, because I think that the steel will sharpen steel. We're going to get stronger together. That's it for this week. Thank you so much. Please check out the link in the podcast notes. If you like what you're hearing, give it that 5-star rating on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. It helps get this resource into the hands of other teachers. Check out the book. I'm so excited. Maybe I'll see you next week, and we'll be back at it with our Voxer book chat. And thank you again from the bottom of my heart for supporting Adrenaline Rush from its infancy to now this home stretch of the project completion. I'm over the moon, and I can't wait to see what we do with it together. Thanks, and we'll talk next week.